people to send them postcards from coastal towns. Cherry Tree Primary School says some of its pupils have never been to the seaside. That is sad. Emma Hill is the assistant head teacher. Emma, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Tell us more about the idea behind all this.
Yes, of course, yes. So our Year 6 children would normally go, like many of the Year 6 children across the country, on their annual school journey at the end of their Year 6 year to somewhere different, at a contrasting location, and our children would normally go to Swanage.
Hold on, Emma. I went to Swanage.
Did you?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. I had the privilege of going a couple of years ago, and absolutely beautiful place, and our children absolutely found it wonderful, you know, just being by the sea. It's obviously such a contrast for lots of our children. And we were, they're still obviously learning a little bit about Swanage anyway, and their overarching inquiry-based learning question for this half term is, why do people like to live by the sea? And we realised that some of our children, you know, had only ever been once or hadn't been at all to the seaside. So I literally just thought, I've got a few friends I know that live around the country, on, you know, by the sea. You know, I'll just pop a little post on Facebook to see if anyone could kindly send our children a postcard from where they live and let us know why it is that they like living by the sea. And a friend of mine said, oh, you should share it. I didn't even know how to share on Facebook. I'm not that tech savvy. I did that. And it's just gone a bit mad, really, from there. We've been absolutely overwhelmed with the response. We've had over 500 postcards in the first week. So it's just been incredible. Absolutely incredible.
That's really good. What's the most exotic location you've ever carded back from?
Well, we have, most of them have been from the UK. But we have had one from Adelaide in Australia, and we've had a few from Malta, and a few from the Scilly Isles, and Guernsey and Jersey. So, but mostly all of our wonderful seaside towns in the UK, we've had loads of.
And as wonderful as our seaside towns are, Torquay, lovely. You want something a bit more continental. You want places around the world, the good places.
Oh no, I don't. I think you can't beat an English seaside. There's just something so special about it. I mean, yes, I love geography. I've been fortunate enough to travel myself, so I love reading them from anywhere. But for our children, what's been overwhelming is the kindness that we have felt and the support from everybody, because people have, you know, from all ages. I've got a little postcard here from a four-year-old who's just written that she loves collecting shells on the beach. We've had, you know, people over 90 who've sort of telling us that they've lived by the sea their whole lives and what they love about it. And it's just, we've had letters from lifeboat crews. We've had one from, I've got one here from the Isle of Wight ferry crew that go from Portsmouth to the Isle of Wight. You know, it's just been overwhelming.
Well, look, let's get some more. Where should people send their postcards to? Seaside postcards to?
Well, we haven't had many from Scotland yet. We've only had a few from Scotland, so we'd like a little bit more from the from Scotland. And just do you know what? It's just, it really doesn't matter. What's actually been lovely is the connection that we've made with people.
No, good. So what's the address?
The address is Cherry Tree Primary School.
Yep.
And that is in Watford, Hertfordshire.
Postcode.
You're going to put me on the spot now.
Don't worry about that. I am prepared, if nothing else. WD246ST.
That's the one. Thank you so much.
I hope you get hundreds more postcards. I feel sorry for those kids. Obviously, we know being in lockdown that they haven't been to the seaside, it's a good question. Why do people like living by the seaside? I don't know why, but I'd love to.
So far, I mean, we're going to sort of make a complete database of this information because we think it's fascinating. But overall, so many people have said it's the changing mood of the sea and the feeling of openness and freedom and space and the calmness that the sea brings. So that's been a particular favourite and
good answer.
But we're going to have a beach day at school. We're going to create a beach at school in the summer term to give the children a bit of an experience about that.
Fantastic. Emma, good luck with this. Emma Hill, assistant head teacher. If you want to send a postcard, a seaside postcard, to Cherry Tree Primary School, Watford, WD246ST. A nice idea, isn't it?